It's your daily diaries. It's your daily tour diaries. We are back. The Reds are back. The Anfield Rap are back. We're in Pittsburgh. Not back first time ever. And I love it. It's a fantastic city. I've had a walk around this morning. Woke up early, as you do when you're on different time zones. So I had a good stroll about. Really like it. The architecture's a bit of me. Love the old buildings. Feels very old America in the downtown bit where we're staying. There's a lot of bridges. I was just laughing with Craig. Don't arrange to meet someone by a bridge, whatever you do. But they love sports and sandwiches here, is what I've discovered. And listen, I love sports and sandwiches too, so I'm into that. So the baseball team are playing today. So there's a lot of people getting ready for that. They're on about 12:30. It's 10:30 at the moment here. So there's a lot of people sort of getting ready for that. There's a few people in town from St. Louis. Here is Mr. Neil Atkinson, who's found us. And yeah, we're just in a nice spot just down by the river. I can see the stadium where the team are going to play. So we're going to film Talking Reds. So you'll see where we are if you watch Talking Reds, which obviously you should. But
across this, John, that's what I
want to
know. How do I get from here to there?
You see that person walking there?
That person, you can walk across that.
Yeah, so you can walk up there, and then you don't have to go too far. It sort of cuts down there. And then that people's building there, Neil, there's some really cool bars in the bottom of it, including where we are on match day on the Thursday. That's a Tequila Gaff. And there's a bowling alley just over the road, which is a bit of you.
Oh,
tiny bowling alley. Does its own beer.
On Friday, that's where you are with Jamie and with Gary and John Barnes.
So there's more going on over there than it sort of looks.
Its own ale.
Yeah, there's more going on over there than it sort of looks like, really. So I just had a little walk.
You love it here, by the way.
I was buzzing when I came back this morning. We were meeting at 10, and this morning I came back and I was just like I've been to Disneyland. Honestly, I was like, I want to eat everywhere. I'm determined to go to this oyster bar.
You're telling me, you've talked about not little else.
Well, it's only open select hours.
That's,
so
that's what's really got your attention.
So basically, you've got to be careful. You can't sleep on the oyster bar. You've got to sort of get in there. But I love a city where sports is at the heart as well, and that's what it seems to be like. And the stadiums are right in the city.